Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Philip Meir Chilmechel Zichrono Lebracha. Of course, the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Tehillim and we are on Kapitel Kuf Yud, Chapter 110. And of course, just so it's to be understood, this kapitel is identified by many as a kapitel of perhaps coronation. And so David HaMelech begins, but David Mizmor Neum Hashem, David offers a Mizmor as referring to Hashem, Neum Hashem L'Adoni Shev L'Yemini. It's a message to Adoni, whom Rashi explains refers to Avraham Avinu. And he says he should sit to my right, he should wait for my salvation and hope for Hashem. Liyamini, why Liyamini? For the salvation of my right hand, says Rashi, Adashis Oivecha Hadom Laraglach, until I make your enemies a footstool, Amraphel and others, at your feet. Matei Uzechash Yishlach Hashem Mitzion, the staff of your might, Hashem should send from Tzion. It's a statement of support. When you come back from war and your men are weary and in pursuit, Hashem will send people out, just like he did for Avraham Avinu when he sent out Malki Tzedek. Ridei Bekerav Oivecha, rule in the midst of your enemies safely. Right, Amcha Nidavos Beyom Chelacha Bahare Kodesh Mirecha Mishchar. Your people will volunteer on the day of your host. Right, when you gather an army to run after them, says Rashi, your people and your friends will volunteer to go out with you, and that's what happened with Avraham Avinu. Aner Eshkol and Mamre went out for him. Bahare Kodesh Mirecha Mishchar, because of the beauty of holiness when you fell from the womb. That will be there. You recognized Hashem. Lech tal yaldusra. You should understand. For you, your youth is like dew. Yarov kamatar lech tizal katal amrasi. You should understand. For you, it will be considered your youth. The ways of your righteousness, which you conducted yourself, will be like dew, which is pleasant and comforting. Nishba Hashem v'lo yinachem ata kohen li'olam al divrasi malki tzedek. Hashem swore, and he won't change his mind. Since Avram was afraid he shouldn't be punished for the troops he killed, Hashem said, "Don't worry about it." And he told him that you'll be a kohen li'olam void. And that's because of the speech of Malki Tzedek, right? Since you will be able, because of the speech of Malki Tzedek, you're going to be a Kohen, and that's what we see. Ubnei David Kohanim Hayu, that the children of David are recognized as Kohanim. Hashem al yimincha machatz biyom apo malachem. Hashem on your right hand has crushed kings on the day of his wrath. In other words, Hashem will crush kings. He has. He crushed the four kings. Yadim bagoyim alig vios. He'll execute justice upon the nations into a heap of corpses. Yimachatz rosh al eretz rabba. He crushed the head on a great land. In other words, when Hashem has to, he'll go ahead and make a heap of death if necessary, like he did al Sfas Hayam, and he that's what he told Habakkuk, of course, the Navi of the second day of Shavuos, Mechtas Rosh mi Machatz the Rosh mi Beis Rasha, right? That you crush the head of the house of the wicked, which refers to the head of Paro, was the head and the prince of the land, and all the nations understood that. From the stream on the way he would drink. That's why he raised his head from the Nile. It was not in need of water. And concerning Shaul, when Hashem pursued him, right, he went ahead and he arranged it in that situation. And he took care of it in that situation. And he promised in the process that everything would work out well for him. And so, and that is our kapitel for the day, and as a Hashem, that is one way of understanding it. Rashi in offers a second level of interpretation, that he makes it about David HaMelech when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, and he also had, unfortunately, to defeat people. Hashem promised him, "Don't worry, just like I took care of Avraham Avinu, I'll take care of you." And so there you have it, two possible interpretations for Kapitel Kuf Yud, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.